In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Christ is in our midst.
He is in our
this vesperal liturgy of that's celebrated on this day can be celebrated later in the day, and usually is. Certainly in the Holy Land it is, in some monasteries. And the theme is already anticipating what is to come, as we heard the Gospel summarize for us, the betrayal of our Lord by Judas, the gathering for the Holy Supper, the mystical supper, which is indeed not the Last Supper, but the foundation of a new relationship between God and man. Then the Lord's Prayer, or the washing of the feet, and after the supper, and then the Lord's Prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane, the Judas and soldiers coming to arrest the Lord in the garden, the beginning of the trial of our Lord, and Peter's denial out in the courtyard, the denial of Christ. But back to the Holy Supper, the foundational reality of our relationship with God, that Jesus Christ has established. Christ said, "I am the vine, ye are the branches." That we have now, through the incarnation, through the institution of the Holy Eucharist, a direct link, a direct contact with God, as the vine being the grapevine from which the grape is made into the wine becoming the blood of Christ, and so forth. This direct understanding of our unity with God in the Holy Eucharist, and that the Holy Eucharist is the center of the life of the Church, and therefore the center of the life of Christians. We are a Eucharistically centered faith. We are a communion-based faith. Everything that we do flows, leads to the Eucharist and flows from the Holy Eucharist as the fulfillment of our prayer, of our worship, of all our celebrations. It comes down to presenting ourselves in front of the chalice and being united to Jesus Christ. That this was the eternal plan of God, to take us to a new level of existence, even higher than was possible for Adam and Eve, that is higher than was possible for the first created human beings, a new and higher communion, a deeper and greater possibility of union with God. And Christ doesn't simply do this supper as an afterthought, but indeed as the pivotal foundation of what will be Christianity. Attempts have been made in history to move away from the Eucharist, to move more towards a priest faith, and the preached word is important. The word of God is to be proclaimed. The gift of the word is a gift to humanity that God has given us, that is unique to our species, and it's the very gift of the image of God in us, that we can speak words, that we can preach, that we can teach, that we can communicate with concepts and even very high and abstract concepts. But at the end, it all comes down to, here was the promise. Here was something we can rest on. Here was something that is guaranteed. This is my body. This is my blood. Do this in remembrance of me. For as often as you drink this bread, eat this bread and drink this cup, we remember the death and resurrection of Christ, but also we link to the risen life of our Lord and God and Savior, Jesus Christ. So brothers and sisters, let us rejoice in this great day. This is a day in which we, at this mystical supper liturgy, we set aside the reserved Eucharist for the coming year, and that therefore the Church itself is the temple of God, is an abiding of God's presence in the tabernacle on the altar, that Christ ever dwells in the very walls of the church, and that his abiding presence is with us, available to us if we need communion outside of a liturgy, if we need communion in an emergency and so forth, that his presence indeed is ever with us. And so when we say Christ is in our midst, we're meaning that he literally is in the presence of the Holy Communion. Let us ask for strength as we continue on to these days. We'll now move tonight to the crucifixion accounts, to the trial and crucifixion. But it was this promise that the disciples held on to, indeed, that fulfilled all of Judaism, the whole sacrificial system and so forth, was fulfilled in the chalice, was fulfilled in the offering of the one and holy and complete and bloodless sacrifice of our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ. Before the bloody sacrifice on the cross, there's this bloodless sacrifice of the Holy Eucharist. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.